Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's hockey night in Buffalo. The official return of the Sabres to regular season kicks off tonight, 7 o'clock, downtown. Rangers visiting KeyBank Center. Buffalo Sabres open up their 2025-26 regular season. That all happens downtown tonight. So a lot of buzz, a lot of blue and gold going on downtown. Last night, Yankees down, Blue Jays up. Jays get the win. 5-2 victory Wednesday night, sending the Blue Jays to the ALCS for the first time in 9 years. AL East champion Toronto took the division 3-1, will host game one of the best of seven ALCS on Sunday night against the Tigers or the Mariners. That hasn't been picked. And Weeze, you're hoping Mariners get this? You want to see Seattle in it?
Yeah, I want to see somebody in the World Series different and somebody who's never won it.
All right. Oh, well, there it is.
I mean, being a Bills fan, that would be, you know, and Sabres fan, yeah.
Tough morning for Yankees fans is all I'm saying.
You know, I'll get it. I got over that.
Okay. Yeah, you're done, Zo?
It is what it is.
There's new reports coming out. Remember the Kevin Costner leaving Yellowstone thing? And there was a talk that there was a some sort of an argument between him and Sheridan, the showrunner. So there are new stories coming out about exactly what was that conflict. It wasn't scheduling conflicts. Kevin Costner's exit from Yellowstone reportedly followed a heated on-set confrontation between Kevin Costner and co-star Wes Bentley, you know, the American Beauty guy, that turned physical. According to multiple reports, tensions have been brewing during filming for the show's final season.
Wes Bentley, Janet's the brother, the creepy brother.
Yeah, he's the Yellowstone brother.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Costner apparently pushed Wes to deviate from Taylor Sheridan's script. So Taylor Sheridan gets his show, he's got the script, and you know, you're supposed to follow the script and do the thing. But Kevin Costner's like, no, I got a better idea. Let's do this. Well, Wes Bentley refuses to do that. Says that he signed on to do Sheridan's work as written, which some actors like stick to the script. The disagreement quickly escalated into shouting, pushing, shoving, crew members getting involved to physically separate the two actors. The girl who plays Beth Dutton, Kelly Riley, was nearby during that blow up. No, she was visibly upset by what she saw, brought to tears as the production temporarily shut down.
Where was Rip?
To defuse the situation. I don't know where Rip was.
Well, Beth would have jumped in. She should have done. They just should have kept filming. Yeah.
Her character would have. I don't think the actress did.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
I think she was pretty shaken up, and it was not a friendly day on the set of Yellowstone. This sounds like a show within itself. Like, they could do a spinoff season of the real story of Yellowstone.
There's always that one person that's a deviate from the script.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I know what his name is.
Her name is,
Michael.
My name? You are the one that deviates from the script.
From the script. I'm the most disciplined ever.
We spend hours putting it together, and then there's Weeze off the rails again.
It's only when it comes to sports.
Hold on, this isn't in the script.
And Nickelback.
Nickelback, conversation ender right there. There's a Chicago man who was reunited with his dog, Pete, 10 years after Pete disappeared from his yard. Pete was found running loose. Pete, by the way, is a poodle mix. Was found running loose about 20 miles away in Indiana. Animal control scanned the microchip, which led them back to this dude, the Chicago guy, who's like, yeah, Pete ran away 10 years ago. You found him? Yes, we did. Pete's back home. Dogs always find their way back home after 10 years. And Petey's back home. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's it for your news and views this morning. News is brought to you by Damon University's Fall Open House, happening Saturday, October 25th. Explore over 65 majors, meet faculty, learn about scholarships, financial aid, and tour the campus. Chance to discover your future at Damon University. Register now at damon.edu/openhouse.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.